Well, Ricky, not really a very good start tonight, was it? And these are not the boys you can afford to give a start to.
No.
Too many mistakes early on.
No, it was that's exactly the case, Nigel. You know, we knew we'd done our homework on Hitchin. You know, we knew how they were going to play. We spoke to the players about the importance of making sure we stop crosses. You know, they get a lot of ball into the box, and we spoke about that, getting in contact with the ball, stopping crosses. If they did get crosses into the box, we spoke about the two positions of the centre half to make sure they stayed in between the goals. And you know, and then, you know, as it was, the first goal, I think Charlie Day done well to get to the ball. The boy steps inside and crosses on his right foot, and then, to be fair, the two centre halves are not in too bad positions. You know, the goalkeeper's maybe a little bit in between coming and staying, and Dev has to get something on it, and unfortunately it loops into the goal. But that was, you know, within inside the first 10 minutes or so. And then, unfortunately, we just lacked that little bit of game management again. It's like what I spoke about at the weekend, you know, after conceding, just to make sure that you go and play in there after pitch, and we get caught in possession, give it away, the ball gets played into the front, and then the back four look like they're stepping up rather than protecting the space, and it takes a little ricochet and no one reacts. We're a bit reactive rather than being proactive and tracking runners. And, you know, it goes through and we're 2-0 down 10 minutes or so, and the game's all but over as a contest, and then the goal right before half time just put it completely out of reach, doesn't it? But yeah, look, today was a bit of a free hit because we beat Dorchester at the weekend, and we've got Basingstoke coming up this Saturday. So if we were to take anything from today's game, it would have been a bonus. They're a very good side. They've got a great group of players, you know, great manager. They are where they are because they deserve to be there. And yeah, it was always going to be tough, but I would have liked to have stayed in the game a little bit longer in the first period and tried to build a bit of pressure, but no, it wasn't to be, mate.
No, they'll certainly be there about come the shake-up, won't they? They are a decent side. Pressed us high at times, didn't give us a lot of time on the ball, and we got muscled out of it a lot of the pitch, really.
Yeah, I think it's... No, I've just spoke there about our defenders and what we could have done defensively, but I do think we have to be... I was a little bit disappointed again with some of our decision-making. When in possession of the ball, I think we still, at times, go into the front when it's not on. You know, we sometimes take the easy option of just trying to go a bit too direct rather than trying to look to play through the pitch. We play over the pitch and over people, and we didn't work enough opportunities to give us a chance of scoring goals, and when we did get in around the final third, the crosses were poor into the box. You know, the link play off the front was poor at times. You know, the decisions from the central midfield players when they're facing up and facing forward, playing sideways or backwards, going to fullbacks or to wide men rather than trying to break the lines with passes. So it's the attacking players have to take just as much responsibility as the defenders tonight. I think Saturday we were poor in possession, but the back four and the midfield four were outstanding the way that they defended. We kept a clean sheet, which allowed us to win the game. Today, I thought we were poor in possession, and unfortunately, we weren't as good today defensively as we were on Saturday. And when you can see goals, and you know, it's especially the first goal, it's really difficult to turn that around into a winning position. So, no, there's things we can improve on. There's always things we can improve on. Let's be honest, we're not in the same league as Hitchin. They're a far better side than us. They've got far better players than us. And over the course of the two games, they've proved that they are a playoff side, and we are a bottom half side. And we'll be doing all we can to try and improve, to try and over the, you know, the course of next season or going forward, you know, you just got to try and as a club to try and improve and try and bridge the gap between those teams and where we are at the moment. But we won't get too down about today. You know, we had a good 3 points at the weekend. We've got another home game against Basingstoke. If we can get a positive result against them, you know, if we can beat them, taking 6 points from these three games at home would be a great return. So that's what we'll be focused on doing.
I mean, Hitchin is something we can aspire to one day, hopefully in the near future.
Well, look, their manager's a great manager. I've said it before. You know, it's continuity with the management, continuity with his players, with the group. They've grown over the year. They've got progressively better. And they're a proper side. You know, they're physical, but they've got some exceptional players as well. They play their formation very well. They're disciplined. They're organised. You know, they can play, but they can also go direct. They've got everything. You know, I think over the in both games, for me so far, what we've played, they're the best team in the league. So you know, I wish them all the best going forward, because it looks like they've almost cemented their place in the playoffs, if not still challenging for the league title. And you know, I wish Mark and all the boys the best.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.